You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Horrible night of sleep last night. Just horrible. Starting at 11 o'clock last night, the entire family was woken up by the house essentially shutting down. And you can hear the house shut down when the power goes out. Goes like that. And then every little gadget that you have plugged in to charge for the night wakes up because they're like, oh, it must be unplugged. So you hear ding pong, ding dong, ding dong. Every little gadget starts waking up and essentially wakes the entire house up. So we were all up at 11 o'clock last night because the power went out. And then, of course, I had to pee. So I was like, well, I'm up. And then we all tried to go back to bed. And then it came back on for a second and back off. Same thing. It did this like two or three times last night. And the kids were all freaked out. I don't know why. I guess I have the news on too much, talking about what's going on overseas and the power being cut. And then I started thinking about all that. I was like, what's going on? Is this like, are we getting our power shut off? So anyway, it finally comes back on at like 2 a.m. last night. Finally doze back off to sleep, Dom. And then the house phone starts ringing. As loud as possible. It's ringing away. Nick Nack comes running in to pick up the
phone.
This
is Jeremy's landline, by the way. For those of you who don't know that he's got a landline, he does.
I still have a landline. It's cheaper to have the landline than not have the landline with my current subscription. Anyway, so it's Excel. It's Excel letting us know that the power is back on. I don't need the phone call from Excel to know that my power is back on, especially at like 2 in the morning. Why do they do that? Because they also start emailing you, and they also start texting you at the same time, too. So more things are, you know, going off. Not necessary. I think we can all pretty much come to the conclusion that the power is back on when you can turn the lights back on. Who do I need to talk to remove this feature? Especially in the middle of the freaking night.
Well, I will say this. I like the service for, like, if it happens during the day and you're off at work and you get to know that things are, so you're not losing all the meat in your freezer and stuff like that, alerting you. But they should have it set on a timer thing so that if it's after 10 p.m. or before, let's say, 7 a.m., they won't make, they'll only do the text or the, because you should have your phone on silent anyway so it doesn't wake you up.
I hear go click, 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 click.
But maybe they wouldn't make calls to landlines in the overnight hours.
But then again, it's like they don't send a text out to me. They did not let us know that our power was out.
Oh,
so
really?
If I'm at work, I have no idea if my meat is defrosting.
Oh, that's funny, because my power company is really good about that kind of stuff. Like, I can be away, and I'll get a text message that says, hey, we are so sorry. We know there's an outage in your area, blah, blah, blah.
I don't get that.
You don't get that. So
no.
They only tell you when, they don't tell you when it goes off. They only tell you, well, maybe they can't do it when it goes off because they have no power.
They can't call my landline because it's a cordless phone and it's plugged into the wall.
They're sending smoke signals is what they're doing when the power goes out.
And shut up to Veronica that just texted in with LOL landline.
Yeah, well, it is kind of funny. Well, you're an old soul in a lot of things.
Listen, I get my internet through a certain provider, and they just tack on the landline with it. And I have asked to have that removed, and then the cost of the internet goes up for some reason. So I'm like, well, what? Might as well just throw it on then.
Well, why don't you shut the ringer off?
No.
Why
the ringer
not?
Is on right now because there's a family member that's alone for the weekend, and we told that person to call us on the landline if something were to happen in the middle of the night. And so
you got a mess,
long
man.
Story.
It's
anyway, I think I got horrible sleep last night. Horrible. And as I was laying there, I was, you know, thinking to myself, you know, this is happening in parts of the world where they have no power. And am I prepared with enough candles and enough fuel and things like that? Like, what if this was to go on for like a week?
No. Don't tell me there's another fear thing coming into your mind.
Well, you
no,
start,
you already live
you,
a life of fear.
No, you start hearing about all these countries that hate us. And that, listen, my wife works. My wife builds electrical substations. She knows how vulnerable the power grid is here. And I hear about it. And I'm like, well, do I have enough little tea lights?
Well, I will tell you a little spy series of novels that I write. The very first one is about taking down the grid. That's what it's about. It's about...
Whoa. What are you doing promoting all this fear, Dom?
It's about bad guys who take down the grid. Well, and it's really a frightening notion. But so I just don't want you to like be scaring your kids. Your daughter's 8. Do you need to be scaring her?
I don't tell them these things, but they hear. You know, I got the news on from time to time.
Well, then you are telling her.
Yeah, well, it's okay to be prepared, though, too. Charge your flashlights, have your batteries ready. And that's the thing, too. They both of them immediately went there for their flashlights last night. So here I am trying to get back to sleep, and I see flashlights out in the hall and stuff.
Oh, my God.
They thought it was like playtime. And they have little walkie-talkies with the neighbor kids, like two doors down. So all of a sudden you hear bloop, 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 as they're trying to initiate the walkie-talkies to talk to the kids down the street to see if their power's out.
They have walkie-talkies?
Uh-huh.
What is this, 1977?
Dude, good for them. I love it. I love it that they're doing walkie-talkies with kids in other houses.
It's like the it's like a pre-cell phone stage. They can have the walkie-talkie, mm-hmm. but you won't let them have a cell phone so they can just call their friends.
Yeah, I think this is very like, I don't know if it's like a Hardy Boys or just something kind of
pretty much
funny to see that, you know, one of them's up in a treehouse with a walkie-talkie talking to another kid down the street. I love it. It's so fun.
I didn't know they still sold walkie-talkies.
These are Mac Daddy walkie-talkies, too, that you can go like 2 or 3 miles with them. Like, they're really powerful. So they do this thing where they put them in the car, and as we're leaving the neighborhood, mm-hmm. they keep talking to their friends to see how far it'll reach, you know, if, like, we can make it to Target.
God, that is such a kid thing to do.
I
That's
know.
Fantastic.
Isn't it silly? Yeah. So anyway, that was my night last night.